From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
How many of you have smartphones? You have a smartphone? Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you. How many of you have data? So you are on WhatsApp. Because you can have a smartphone and the phone is not smart after all. Okay. All right. So if you are on WhatsApp right now, if your WhatsApp is working right now, could you please stand? Your WhatsApp right now. We'll get internet here very soon so that even when you don't have data, you don't have to worry. Just a few. Okay. Thank you. You may be seated. How many of you are on the Westside platform? We have a platform on WhatsApp called the Westside, isn't it? How many of you are on? How many of you are not on? You're not on that WhatsApp group. Can you stand? Even if you're here for the first time, please. If you have a smartphone, you're not on the group, whether you have data or not, can you please stand? Is that Chandra? Hey, how are you? It's good to see you. You have WhatsApp and you're not on the group. Okay. You're not on the group. So do you all have... Hi, sweetie. Everything okay? Do you have a smartphone? You don't. What phone do you have? You don't have a phone? Oh, really? Why? They're selling phone cheap in town. Okay. So, are you on WhatsApp? Are you all on WhatsApp? I know Chandra is on WhatsApp. Okay. Who has admin access right now? Can we add them to our group right now? Whether they have WhatsApp now or not, please. Pastors, 1, 2, 3. Let's do it quickly. Add them. Chandra, I'm surprised Chandra is not on the platform. Kunaita? Yeah. One row. Yes. Let's add them too. Who goes to the back? Somebody goes to the back right there. Very quickly. You see, we are not sure whether we will meet next Sunday because of the virus situation. All right? So we just want to stay in touch on WhatsApp. This season is very, very critical to have data and to be online, because there's so many information that is coming and going that if you are not on WhatsApp, you actually be cut off. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So we might not meet next Sunday, depending on how the week goes, because the lady who died of the virus, if I'm sure some of you are aware, affected the husband, the daughter, and then somebody else. And the plane that brought her to Guyana, all the crew, Caribbean Airlines crew on board, have been quarantined. Do you get it? And there are people who were on the plane who are walking around. Whether they were affected or not, we don't know. Those who went to the lady to collect whatever some family members sent them, we don't know. So, not to generate panic or fear, there may be people walking around that have the virus but have not shown signs of it yet. You might come into contact with somebody like that. God forbid. Do you get it? So, we don't want the church to be the place where, God forbid, you will contract something. All right? So, this week we will have to be in touch on WhatsApp or maybe text messaging. I'm sure we have everybody's number. Do we have everybody's number? Brother Kirkland, do you have the lady's number? You're here for the first time, right? Yeah, so that you know whether we are meeting next week or not, because Now you have to actually be 6 feet away from somebody who has it, because the virus is airborne. It is transmitted through the air. I'm not a specialist in that, but I've just learned a few things the other day. So if you are, the virus cannot travel 6 feet. Less than 6 feet, it drops to the ground. But if you're within 6 feet and the person, somebody has it, you will get it. And it takes 14 days before you get full blown. And one of the main signs is that you find it difficult to breathe, because the virus goes into your lungs and then it starts messing up with your lungs. So breathing becomes a little difficult. So short breath. When you get short breath, there are numbers you have to call. You don't have to go to the hospital. This is not ambulance to the hospital. Ambulance, hospital, you affect everybody. So when you get it, you just stay home and you call. They will send somebody to your house. Because it's very important that whoever gets it, we are able to find out who the person has been in contact with. Because otherwise, you have people walking around who have it that we don't know. Are you with me? So it's very, very important. If you were not very attentive to life, this is a very, very difficult season. Because we don't know who has it and who doesn't have it. But I don't have it. And I know you also don't have it. Amen. Amen. And so next week, Sunday, that's why we didn't come to your house this week. And this week, we will not come to your house also. We'll call you on the phone, make sure you're okay. And Sunday, we are not sure whether we'll meet. If we'll meet, we'll let you know by Saturday. Are you with me? Because you don't want, there are the schools are out for 2 weeks. Because the children, there'll be a lot of them in one place. You don't want any problems. Do you get it? And therefore, so many places have discouraged meetings, congregations, meetings, churches, schools. Many of these things have been discouraged because it will just help in the spread of the coronavirus. Are you with me? Yeah. So, yeah, many people from the plane who work in different places. Yeah, I know somebody who has somebody who was on the flight at their workplace. Yeah. And that person is part of our church. So I tell the person not to come to church today. You stay home. Yeah. Because if God forbid, if the person has it, do you know what's going to happen to you? And then you and me, we are also together and talking. So I have to stay 6 feet away from you. I don't know why the chairs are so close to each other. I told Gerard that they should space the chairs. I mean, T.D. Jakes was saying, look at how they are there. It's very dangerous. So T.D. Jakes was saying something. T.D. Jakes saying that the world is so divided. Look at Guyana. Indian, black, they're so divided. So racial. And now this is also going to bring division. It's like you can't touch somebody. You can't go close to somebody. It's a very demonic disease that's coming to just stop almost every interaction that human beings have. You get it? So let us, Pastor Gerard was telling me this morning that some bus driver or taxi driver said, who will get will get.
Whoever gets it, get it.
Whoever gets it, get it. That's rubbish. Don't follow them ignorant people. You don't have it, you can easily get it if you don't pay attention. So this week, I'm telling you, if you don't feel like going to work, don't go. Tell your boss, man, you got to pay you and you got to rest yourself. No, because you can't risk, especially those of you who see customers or relate with people. If you go to work, you have to serve customers. You don't know who is coming. And the mask that people are walking around with, Charlie... You don't need a mask now. You get a mask when you don't want to, you know. The mask doesn't do anything for you now. You just have to wash your hands, sanitize, make sure you are, you know, away from people and all of that. It's very fantastic. So that's like, you have to stay home. Those of you don't like staying home. So you can't go to your child father's household. Don't go to your fella. You have to break up with your fella this time. Ashley, are you with me? You can't there no more. If you go to your child mother's house, you have to stay there. Because otherwise, going and coming, you'll be moving things around. Yeah. Don't entertain visitors. They stand by the fence, the gate. Say, yeah, inside. Yeah. What's going on? All right, thanks. Bye. I tell you, now everything is phone, physical contact and coming close to people. We are in a country where it's not very easy to detect these things. It's not very easy also to find out who has it. And before we really get this thing under control, God forbid, several people will go. Yeah, so don't die before your time. Even though we are praying for you, well, you have to also be wise. And the prayer won't work if you say, now, Bishop praying for me, so I'm going to walk. Hey, the virus is waiting for you at work, you know. How many of you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah, Dwight, it's time to stay home. So people are happy, right? Husband ain't going to walk. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. So right after church, you know, we won't have any meetings. First timers, we just take their details from afar. No meeting, no group meetings at all. Even though we are in an open place, breeze can blow, whatever. But, you know, we don't want to take chances at all. What do you think? Yeah. Otherwise, so the church people, they say, God didn't protect me. No, it's not God. It's the pastor who didn't advise you well. Okay, so right after here, if you want to wash your hands, you can wash your hands before you go home. Make sure that you're washing your hands. Now, those of you who used to eat without washing your hands and all of that, you have to watch it now. Man, you this time, you can't do that. So I'm hungry, so I forgot to wash my hands. If you do that, the hunger will kill you. Are you with me? Also, please, it's better you join the WhatsApp group so that, you know, even if I have to do a short preaching video and send it to you to watch at home, then you also do that. The next thing we're going to do is that we want everybody who has a bank account to have internet banking. Yes. So that you can pay your tithe and give offerings. Amen. You don't have to go to the bank to do anything. Because you don't have to meet for you to give me the tithe to put in. No. You can go to internet banking, Scotia or whatever, Republic Bank or whatever, and just do it. All right? So those of you who have bank accounts who don't have internet banking, please. You have to sort it out. That's the only thing you have to go to town to do this week. And those of you who have internet bank, you can start giving offering from today. Log on to your bank, Republic Bank or Scotia Bank or Demerara or Citizens or whoever you are banking with. And then go and move. At least when you go there, you won't give $20. It doesn't make sense to give $20. It's not allowed to do $20. $10,000 and up. Wow. Then you know when we're asking you to give $1,000, it makes sense. Because when you go online, you can't give $20 and $40. It doesn't make sense. Are you with me? So those of you who have bank accounts and who are working, make sure that you get internet banking. Because if you don't meet on Sunday, we'll try and do a service on WhatsApp. And then you have to give offering and pay your tithe. I said, but Pastor, how am I going to see you for pay the tithe? You don't have to see me to pay the tithe. Give it to God. Just send it through the air and it will be processed. What do you think about that? Yeah. So we are moving very much to technology. Those of you who have access to these smartphones, we are going into technology. Is that okay? Wonderful. So for a few minutes, God bless you for coming back. I just want to preach for a few minutes and we'll be out of here. I'm preaching from Seven Great Principles. All right? The principles are very, very important to remember and apply it to your life. Are you with me? Salvation, a new man. And maybe let me just say it here. Hell is more dangerous than coronavirus. Not having Jesus in your heart, being a sinful person, it has more penalty here on earth and in the world to come also. Corona can kill you here, but if you have Jesus, you go to heaven and enjoy. If corona kills you and you don't have Jesus, you go to hell. You don't want to go to hell. Turn to your neighbor. Maybe you shouldn't turn to your neighbor. Just look at the stage and say, you don't want to go to hell. You see, now it's going to be very fantastical. Yeah. It's like, if you have a wife, you have a husband, you don't have to go anywhere. Because if husband goes to work, you don't know what he's going to bring. So you have to sanitize him before he enters the house. Yeah, it's some way. Oh. It's very some way. I mean, it should not bring fear, but you have to be very, very careful. Public transport, taxis, and all these things, you know, you may never know limited. Are you with me? All right. But sin has greater consequences than coronavirus. I said sin has greater consequences than coronavirus. Seven great principles of salvation. Please let's understand this Christian life well. Otherwise, you will not enjoy it. You see, if you join any group, any association, any institution, and you don't go by the rules, you don't enjoy being part of the group. If I was a head teacher, the Ministry of Education would fire me. I tell you. Because there are some children who will never come to the school that I'm head of. I'm telling you. Because when you join a school, you are offering yourself up for training. Nobody has signed a contract with you to treat you well. You want to learn something. And so we teach you how to learn. Or we teach you what to learn. If you go to school and you have a big mouth to and talk to teachers anyhow, you don't deserve to be in the school. You don't deserve to be in the school. I would not be a teacher and allow any student to answer back at me. Then you should go to CPC and teach yourself. A teacher is a teacher. A student is a student. In the same way, last night I got very, very vexed because I went to Kaicho News and I saw a pastor write a letter in Kaicho News talking to the church that the church is quiet at this time. So I got vexed. The first time in my life in 15 years that I have written a letter to Kaicho News. I hope they publish the letter today or tomorrow. Because I had to take the pastor on. Yes. You can't tell the church to be involved. You see, it's because you don't understand what you are inside. That's why. And because he's very popular, sometimes when he speaks, it looks as if the church is speaking. So I'm challenging him now. Because if he has anything to say to the church, it's not even in Kaicho News he has to publish it. You have to call some pastor's meeting or go and see some association and say, you know what, man, yeah, whatever. Don't write in Kaicho News. Why are you taking the church business out in the public? So I had to write and condemn the letter. I said that we fight in a different way. Whether somebody has thief or whatever, it is not our business. We don't condone thieving. We don't condone whatever. But we, it's not our place. GCOM is there. The political parties are there to do elections. We are a church. And I knew that if I write about this, people will take me on. So I took it out. The church is not a democratic. The church is not democratic. God is not democratic. There's nothing about the church that's democratic. So when you make your system democratic and then somebody does something, don't bring the church inside. Don't bring the church inside into democracy. God doesn't operate by democracy. Oh, you didn't know that? God or the Christian world is theocratic. Theocratic. It means God rules through one single person. God rules through a man. A man that he chooses, not the people don't elect. Did you elect me? Chandra, did you elect me? Do you see my name on the ballot? No. You came to meet me here. That's how the kingdom of God works. So whether you like me or not, it's not God. God doesn't care about it. But that is not what human beings like. Human beings like me too, I have a say. Okay, so go ahead. And then when you get problems, then you are saying God should speak. Please, I mean, you think about it. You have chosen your own way. You see, you decided to leave your father's house like the prodigal son. He left his father's house. He went out there and he went to spend his money on whatever. Now, do you think he can blame his father for allowing him to go? No, you left. So when human beings have decided to run their own life and manage their own self through democracy and through elections, they should leave the church out. They should leave God out. Because God has already spoken. God does not. You see, when God is doing something, he doesn't come and say, Naomi, Gege, what y'all think? God decides what he wants to do and he does it without anybody's input. So for him to even want the church to speak at this time, he's saying that all religious Muslims, Hindus, everybody have said something, the church is quiet. We are not the same as these people. We are not like the Hindus. We are not like the Muslims. We are not OAS. We are not CARICOM. We are not political parties. We are the church of God, the heaven, the God of heaven. You understand? That there's only one God, the God of heaven. And he does not care about elections. He cares about people. And he cares about people's eternal destiny. Because you can be a president here and die and go to hell. You can be an opposition leader and die and go to hell. You can be a minister of education and die and go to hell. God doesn't want, God wants the hell to be removed. That is what he's concerned about. And the only people he has trusted to make sure this happens is the church and the pastors. So we can't leave what we have been given by God to go and talk about what somebody thinks that we should be saying. I hope they publish my letter. You see my name on Kachionis for the first time. Look for it today, tomorrow. I don't know when they will. But I emailed them last night. I don't want to be too disrespectful, but I disagreed with his point. I said, but you are into politics. So you should not talk to the church. You are not you the fact that you have stained your cloth, so you can't speak. You are not qualified to talk to the church as someone who already has chosen a particular group. Let those of us who are neutral speak. Those of us who are neutral, who doesn't support A or B. Yeah. Let us speak. Not you who has chosen a side. You see, I'm saying this to just help you understand that many people don't understand Christianity. And that's why these seven great principles I'm taking you through is very, very critical. If you can get it and work with it, you do well as a Christian. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Please say amen. Don't say amen to your friend, right? Amen into the... So what is principle number one? Man is a spirit. So when you come to church, if you can write, you know, just bring something to write. If you have your phone, you can put it on silence and go to notes or somewhere and type. You know, preacher, Bishop Victor Collins, whatever. And then you write the date, Sunday morning service, seven great principles. You write the date, you know, what, 15th March. And then yesterday was 15 years since I entered this country. I celebrated it by buying Fortico for everybody who was around me. Yeah. Who ate some of my Fortico? Yeah, all of you have to pay me back for my Fortico. Jesus Bakope. Yeah, 14th March, I entered into this country. You didn't get no Fortico? I told a man to come to church today. That will buy everything for him. I hope he comes. Yeah. When I was coming, somebody would say, oh, but don't you want to wait for your wife's birthday? I said, body? We have plenty of bodies, don't worry. I'm going to Guyana. I'm going. Hey! The door has opened. I should wait and celebrate body. No. Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. I'm going. We celebrate enough bodies. We're going to celebrate one tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah. And you can't be at home depressed. Why you left on me, body? Get out of here. The first principle is what? Man is a spirit. He has a soul. He lives in a body. Ashley, are you there? Man is a spirit. He has a soul. Shiana. And he lives in a body. So the real you is a spirit. You have a soul. You are not a soul. You have a soul. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Everybody has a mind. Everybody has a will. Everybody has emotions. That is what your spirit, that is you. You have a soul. and you live in this physical body. So, if you look at spiritual things, there is no black or Indian or Amerindian. There's no spirit that is black. It is the body that you have that is black. I don't know whether they're female angels. Because it's the body that has breasts and all these things. The spirit doesn't have penis and breasts and these things. The spirit doesn't have that. Hey, if angels had, it wouldn't be easy in heaven. Yeah, that's why Jesus told the Pharisees, he told them that there's no marriage in heaven. So husband and wife. So COVID is just here on earth. Hey, that's a, to death do us part. The day when you die, you say, oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm free. Yeah. Some people like the freedom before they die, which is also another process. But in the spirit, there is no even male or female. In the spirit, there's no Indian, there's no Amerindian, there's no Portuguese, there's no Chinese, there's no Dogla, there's no Bofiano. There's nothing like that in the spirit. It is the body, the flesh that carries that. And the flesh is not important. It is the spirit that is important. So in the church, we don't make a difference that this person is this person. We don't do that in the church. It's out there they do those things. In the church, if a black person does something wrong, we say it. If a blue person does something wrong, we say it. If a green person does something wrong, we say it. Because she's green, so we don't say it. There's nothing like that in the church. And the spirit don't say, oh, this place belongs to, it's black people place. There's nothing like that in the spirit. This is not a black people church or Indian people church. This church is the church of God. There's nothing about a physical color or presence where God and church is concerned. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So when people stereotype or connect the church to a color, a race, or a person, they make an error. Are you following what I'm saying? That is why I also cannot stand here and say, I support this party. I can't say that. I vote. And my vote is very personal and private. I don't have to tell you who I voted for. I voted because it's my democratic right. Not that I prefer, I like this and I hate this. No, I from all whatever, I think that this person will do a better job. That's all. And it happens in interviews. When you go and you apply for a job, you go through the CV and find who is better suited to the job. Not because you hate the others. Do they not employ you because they hate you? No, it's because your qualification or your background doesn't meet the job that is at hand. I don't know if somebody is following what I'm trying to say. It doesn't mean that the company you apply to is racial. You just don't qualify. So when you understand these things, your statements. Because when I used to pastor our church in Georgetown, the people would say, oh, that is an African church. What do you mean by African church? Your head ain't good. Because when it comes to churches, it is not color. It's not ethnicity. It's not race. It's not man. It's not, oh, that church is a woman. Me going to a church with a woman who is a pastor. Something is wrong, because you see, God in Bible says in the Lord there's neither male or female. That's why when Jesus rose up from the dead, the first person who saw him was a woman. Not the guys who have been walking with him all the years. The first person who saw him was a woman. And he told the woman, go and tell my brothers that I'm alive. Peter wasn't happy. Peter wasn't happy at all. That Jesus would tell Mary Magdalene that. They say Mary Magdalene, who has been walking with them all the time, trying to put perfume on Jesus' feet and all of that. You don't know what kind of position she's trying to do get, and he's trying to do this. The same girl also saw Jesus. What kind of thing is this? Peter said, I have to go and see. I'm not taking nothing from you. You're always. I want to go see for myself. She like talk. And now that Jesus is gone, if you like talk, you see, well, hey, get out of here. Are you following the principles? The second principle is what? The spirit of an unsaved man is dead and desperately wicked. You have to understand when somebody is not born again, when somebody is not regenerated, that person's spirit is not renewed by God. That person is a completely different person, no matter how they look. You see, you can see this principle just like the coronavirus. It's when you see somebody with the coronavirus, you will not see it. In the same way, when you interact with somebody who is not a Christian, you think that you are just interacting with a nice person, but you don't know what is behind them. People are now scared of coronavirus than even Jesus coming again. But whether you expect Jesus or not, one day you meet him. Yeah? One day you meet him. Felicia, one day you meet him. One day. You just have to prepare for it. So the spirit of an unsaved man is dead and is desperately wicked. If you are going to, as a Christian, depend on people who are not saved, they are going to disappoint you. They are going to make your life miserable. They are going to give you a lot of trouble. So when you have a fella, a girlfriend, a wife, a child, a mother, auntie, uncle, whoever in your life who is not a Christian and they give you troubles, you shouldn't be surprised. Why? Because the person's spirit is dead and is desperately wicked. How do you expect something nice from somebody who doesn't have anything nice in them? You rather are the one who is not playing your cards well. It's just like somebody with HIV virus. Some people don't care. They will have intercourse without anything. Oh, he's a nice guy. He doesn't look like he's sick. Really? Can you detect an HIV virus from the face of somebody? Please show me how you do it. I also want to do that. I also want to have that skill. You got to do a blood test. You got to go say, no rubber, no thing. How did they put it on? Some years they put it on. This black guy on some minibus ready to put it on something. Say, yeah. It's like you can't trust people because they look nice. In the same way, when somebody is not saved, you stay away from them. Are you with me? What's number three? The spirit of what? A saved man is righteous and truly holy. What God makes is perfect. I rather give my money to somebody who is saved to hold on to it for me. Even if he spends, it's okay. He's a Christian who has just done something that I didn't expect. But not somebody who's not saved. So some of the people say, oh, when I was not in the church, my life was better. You are ignorant. You don't understand the principles. It's when you join the church that you have now enlisted in an army. It's now that you are fighting. When you join the church, it's now that you are fighting. When you're not in the church, how can you join? Hey, Chinese. How can you join the army and say now every day you are tired when you were not in the army? You didn't used to be tired. It's like, you look at you, look at what you are saying. When you were not in the army, there was no wake up early in the morning, do no exercise or no training. That's why you're not getting tired. But now that you've joined the army, that's why you are tired, because every day you have to be doing exercise.
Isn't it, Chandra?
You have to be doing exercise. But if you are not in the army, who cares? You sleep late. You wake up 10 o'clock. You can brush your, scrub your teeth, and you eat. Bora, rice and bora, 10 o'clock. When you're in the army, you can't wake up at 10 o'clock and eat rice and bora. You're making a joke. 5 a.m. you're up. If you like sleep, you can't be in the army. So don't say that, oh, since I joined the army, I don't sleep good. What are you trying to say? People in the army, they don't sleep good, oh. Yeah. When you get 4 hours, you take it. You're up, back. I was told that one of the things they do in the army is that they drop them in the interior. There's one part of the training. They drop you in the interior. They give you a compass and they say, find yourself at Ayangana in Georgetown. Yes. You can be there for 1 month. Nobody will come look for you. Yeah. Nothing. I met a young lady like that. She was part of our church. And then she was the one who told me. I said, you survived. She said, yes, by the grace of God. Hey! They drop you in the interior. And they say, find Georgetown by yourself. She said, night and day, you have to sleep on trees because you don't know what is on the ground in the night. Now, how can you complain? How mean getting no bed for sleeper? Who told you to sign up as a soldier? So the spirit of a saved man is righteous and truly holy. I rather do business with people who are saved than people who are not saved. I rather marry somebody who is saved than somebody who is not saved. Because if the person is not saved, it's a lot of wickedness. If you don't understand it, you will do it and you will come and confirm. You see, I heard a story some time ago. I heard some two young people went to Arakari Resort and the guy killed a girl and he committed suicide. What kind of love is that? If you ask me why, I will tell you, because the spirit of an unsaved man is dead and is desperately wicked. The girl didn't know about it, but you are hearing it so that you'll be delivered from Arakari murder. Principle number 4. When you're born again, bubbling. You are bubbling and you're not saying anything. When you are born again, your spirit is a newborn baby. It must grow. When you are born again, your spirit is a newborn baby. That's why the Bible says you are born again. You are born. Born. Anybody who's born is a baby. When you're born again, your spirit is a newborn baby and it must grow. So we started looking at the stages. That when you're born again, you move from a baby stage to a childhood stage, and then you go to an adult stage. So every Christian, and this is what you must understand, every Christian goes through these three phases. If the person continues to eat. Should I say it again? Going through the baby stage, the childhood stage, and the adult stage is not automatic like normal human beings. Because you know, sometimes, whether as a human being, whether you get food to eat or not, you know, you still grow. Yeah, some way, somehow you grow. But it's not the same thing in the spirit. Except that people who don't eat well, you see the signs of it. They are probably sick most of the time. You know, they look so fine, you know. Very fine. You see that their collarbones are showing. They don't need a necklace. Their collarbone alone is a necklace for them. Yeah. Every Christian who eats, who feeds, who is fed, who allows themselves to be fed grows from a baby to a child to an adult. Many Christians are still babies. You see, when you're a baby Christian, there are signs that shows that you're a baby. Just like a baby cannot do anything for his or herself. That's how many Christians are. They can't help themselves anyway. Now, can you believe that somebody has to bring you here before you come to church? You're a baby. So we put you in a pram and then we push you like that. You put on pampers and you come. We put you behind our back. You know, we put a cloth on you and then we bring you. That's what is happening. So when you are into this kind of business and this kind of work, you don't get tired of talking to people and helping people and trying to encourage people. Can you tell the busman to sit up, please? Thank you very much. Can you sit up? Yeah, thank you. Don't sleep. The breeze catching your eyes? Are you studying your wife and children? Every Christian struggles, just like a child, a baby struggles. If you don't struggle as a Christian, it means that you don't understand the stages. Is that you? You remember me? The guy in the black shirt. Do you remember me? Long time ago, isn't it? Hey, wow. It's good to see you. You get big. What? He's grown. But most Christians don't grow in the spirit. So Peter says in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, he says, as newborn babies, you have to desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. You have to desire, you have to read the Bible. You have to come to church. You have to make sure that you are listening to preaching after preaching, preaching after preaching, different types of preachings. So that you grow. Because if you don't grow, your flesh, remember last week I told you, your flesh, your soul, and your flesh will punish and beat your spirit. They will tell you for shut up in the house. And your spirit can't say anything because your spirit is a baby. So we looked at the fact that I give you three characteristics of a baby, isn't it? You're right. That was number one. A baby cries a lot. Number two, a baby is easily offended. Babies are easily offended. Me coming to that church no more. Oh, why? You don't do that. You don't say that. I mean, in your families and all of that, even your relationships, your fella and your... You fight, but you don't break up. You make back all the time. Why don't you make back all the time with the church too? It goes to your baby, that's why. Don't you fight with me? You got to make up with me too. And then when you make up, it's nice, isn't it? In those days of boyfriend, girlfriend days. Ish. Yeah, you the fire comes up like a whoosh. Yeah. You fight with your boyfriend, your child father, child mother, and you talking. Me want talk to she, me want talk to he. And then 3 days later, hi babes, I'm babe. My baby, you know, I love you. You know, I love you. Blah, blah, blah. So, man left me. Man left me. Cha, you like it. You like it bad. They make back. And then we're going out. With the KFC. 2 weeks later, you fall out again. They say, you say, this time, me, mine, and he. I done with him. Cheer, 1 week. You are back together. How many understand what I'm saying? Chandra, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So Christianity is like that. You, when you're a baby, when you're a new Christian, you fall You know, you have to fall and come back. You don't fall and go away. You fall here, you fall out, you make back this like that, you lie a little bit, and you say, oh man, God, man, then you go and sex a little bit, oh, and then you go and tiff a little bit, and then all those things. When you're a Christian baby, so when people say that, you say you're a sister, you drinking a Corona beer. I hear that beer gives you immunity, it protects you against the coronavirus. It will finish in Guyana right now. You drink a little bit. But every baby Christian, you are not stable. You can't help yourself. You fall. You make all those mistakes. You can't control yourself. What's number two for a baby? Easily offended. Number three, they are unable to help or control themselves. The childhood stage, very quickly, in closing. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 4. Nice ringtone. You could Bluetooth it to me? Why are you laughing? Why you like laugh like that? Huh? I like the ringtone. Ephesians chapter 4. Maybe I should do it from a little up. Verse 10 says that, and the same one who descended is the one who ascended higher than all heavens, so that he might fill the entire universe with himself. Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church. The apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers, their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we come to such a unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up. To the full and complete standard of Christ. King James says what? King James says that, and that we henceforth be no more children. Some people are children. They are children. You are here, maybe you are 20 years old, but you are still a child in the Lord. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. So there's a baby stage where the Bible says that as newborn babies, and then there's a child, the child stage where the Bible says that therefore, and we henceforth become no children. What are the characteristics of a child? Number one, a child is unsteady and unstable. So I see you this Sunday, I don't see you the next Sunday. It's a child. I ain't vexed at all. It's just a child. After church, you run away and don't tell me nothing. It's just a child. It's okay. It's a child. Me vexed with you. It's okay. I've not seen Chandra in a long time. It's no problem. I see she today. When I travel, she came. I think I was talking to you when I was away, right? You said you came, I wasn't around. I said, man, I travel, must come when I come back. When I come back, every Sunday must come. It's children who are unsteady and unstable. Again, if you're a child or you're sitting down, you move your body for so many times. A child will easily get up and go out. All kinds of things. Uncle Bajit is a child. He get up, he gone. He ain't born again yet. He gone to his farm. Hallelujah. It's difficult to hold the attention of a child for more than a few minutes. So when you're an adult, you can sit down and watch. That's why they design cartoons. Because if you put a child to watch any movie, like they call it what? This lovey-lovey movie, how do you call it? Yeah, there's this channel. Lifetime! If you put a child to watch Lifetime, oh please. No. If you want a child to pay attention to the TV and not disturb you, Ayoka, you have to give them Teletubbies. You know Teletubbies? Peppa Pig. You gotta give them some cartoon that when it comes up, even food, they will not look for food. Hours. Because it is not very easy to keep a child's attention for a long time. So people sat down to design the type of things that can keep their attention. So even here in the church, it's not everybody who still is listening to me. Some of you want to go home now. Please say the truth and shame the devil. If you are like that, all I'm saying is that you are still a child. Some of you have shut off completely. You are sleeping. Because your attention span has ended. Your 15 minutes is gone. It's like how many, when I was growing up, I don't know if you also, you're growing up this, you also experience it, but the TV channels and the programs your father and your parents watch, you don't like them. It's so boring. You even ask yourself, how can they sit down and watch this? Listen, my father used to watch a program called Talking Point, like a discussion on TV. Oh, Lord. When we come and we go and bathe, 6 o'clock, and we come and sit and watch TV, this man is watching news. News? What do you mean news? It's news. Children don't like news. We like, shole, shole. Amitabha Bachchan. We like that. We like those people. We like African moods. Hey, where are you going? That's what, hey, 124 naira. That's what people like. But to sit down and say, you know, let's discuss coronavirus, COVID-19, and this is the transmission, is a child shuts off. Yeah. My wife at home has come up with some lemon drink now. So she's bought lemon and she pours hot water on it, and then we, the two boys in the house, we have to drink some. So my little boy was saying, ah, daddy, ah. I said, but it's medicine. Medicine doesn't taste nice. You know, it's not like children's medicine. They always put some sugar inside because you can't convince a child that this thing is good for you when it's bitter. When you beat a child, now they've described as child abuse now. You can't beat a child because they say child abuse. You come and live in my house, I'll beat you all the time. What do you mean by child abuse? Because as a child, you don't even understand why you are being given licks. Who didn't get licks? You didn't get licks when you were growing up? Oh, Lord. Licks? Me and mother will use the pot and lash you with the pot. Lash you, yeah. And we're so happy when we grew a little taller that now you are as tall as your mother, so she fried you for hit you with a pot. Because you stand there, you do. So mommy frightened now. And then she said, what, In the same way, in the church, there are also children. When you are preaching, you say something, they say, why are you talking my name? One day I was preaching, somebody said, why did I mention his name when I was preaching?
So, oh, as I mentioned Chandra's name, Ashley,
why am I mentioning it? I'm making everybody know.
Yeah. Oh,
you coming back to the church? Oh, I'm sorry. Say, child. They don't even know that you. It's because you know them and you like them and you love them. That's why their names are even in your mind. So for somebody to mention your name, is that person knows you and thinks about you and cares about you. So why are you carrying my name? Hey, I'm sorry. I said, Vinicia, I'm sorry for carrying your name. And then sometimes other people come and say, one day somebody said, oh, Reverend, when you're preaching, please mention my name too. I said, okay. The person also wants you to also mention his name when I'm preaching. He said, I'm here. Now, unless I'm here all the time, never hear you mention my name, Bishop. Please, Bishop, when you're preaching, I sit next to Felicia, but you see Felicia, you don't see me. Please mention my name too. That's another somebody also. But children, oh my, very unsteady and unstable. So watch it. Those who are mature, make sure that you don't get frustrated very fast. Your children are like that. Your child. How many times have you not told your child not to do the thing that they did again? How many umpteen times? Are you tired of talking? When you get tired, you even tell them you'll kill them. many parents, many mothers, I just gonna kill you and I done. Because I've been telling you, don't do this thing. Many times. Like you deaf. Like you stupidy. That's how mothers, your ears hard. Mothers and parents, that's how they treat children. Because a child, you say the thing, they didn't hear it. You say it again. Yeah. You tell a child, tell that woman that I'm not at home. You go and say, my mother says I should tell you that she's not at home. Yeah. Pick up the phone and said, mommy. When you answer the phone, whoever is, tell the person I'm sleeping. Say, hello. Oh, mommy says she's sleeping. I said, child, you can't get vexed with a child. Otherwise, you kill the child. So pastors, church workers, all of you should understand that when you are a Christian and you're in the child stage, it's like that. Home say, come and join the dance. You say, Felicia, now you're dancing, but before it wasn't easy for you, you know. Man, I shy. But now look at you. 1, 2, 3. Jesus Bakupe. Who is you? Hey. I mean, even the other one. What's your name, sweetie? Who's playing games on her tablet? What's your name again? Yeah, me.
Rihanna.
Yeah, Rihanna's also dancing. Very soon. Some of you also join very soon. That's Onika's daughter. You should join and dance with your long legs. Yeah, dance. Like that.
Number two, signs of a child. Children, another sign of a child like Christian is that he engages in fruitless, playful activity. Fruitless, playful activity. Children just play. Play. When it's raining, they're only just going to play in the rain. They don't care about cold. They don't care about getting sick. They just like play. You have to fall into black water. Me, I'm afraid of black water. A water that you can't see inside. Hey! What about if there's a crocodile open his mouth like that? So I like black water. Hey! Charlie, blacker. I black by I frighten black water. Children, they just do things that don't bring anything. No fruitfulness. If you leave a child, they will never read their books. They'll play games. We're going to read my book? Going to read my Bible? How many of you children don't fight with your children to read their Bible? Where was the last day they read their Bible? Yeah. Children always engage in fruitless. What children do doesn't bring anything at home. I mean, it's like you've spoken to this church member about reading your Bible and then not even fellowshipping with people who are bad company. When you go back to visit them, I mean, so we're looking for them. They've gone to party. All kinds of things. All places. Friends. It's like,
Fruitless. You ask yourself, this thing that this person is involved in, what benefit does this person get? This party, this thing you go, what do you get from it? And drink alcohol, you get headache, and then your boyfriend hits you. What's the benefit? It's fruitless. Children don't come to prayer meeting. You say, we are praying, we are fasting. No, have you seen a child fast before? Yeah, they eat. So when my daughters said they were fasting, first love they are fasting, I said, whoa! It's a miracle. I couldn't get my children to fast. Lois will fast till 12 o'clock and he says, it's enough. Hey, 12 o'clock, she says fasting is enough. Timotina, she said, no, breakfast is one of the most important things in life. You can't get the children to fast. Fruitless. You take pen and write on the wall. Write on the wall. When you come to my house, my son has put letters on every door. This door is for J. This is M for mommy. D has letters on the wall, on the doors. Yeah. When he's sleeping, the fan is on. Then when you go in the middle of the night, he has covered himself everywhere and the fan is still on. Fruitless. When light bill come, he study no light bill. So that's what children are. They don't contribute to the house. So when I got to A level, Cape, sixth form, and I started doing my national service and I was getting an allowance, the bulb in my room went off. And I went to my father to ask for a bulb because my father had a little variety store in the house. You have salt soap. Salt soap is for we. The nice toilet soap is for him. He has a case of beer. He has tomatoes. He has corned beef. He has this. He has enough. It's a variety. It's a supermarket. Chinese supermarket. One stop shop. That's everything there. He has the key with him. So when you need a bulb, you go. He gives you a bulb. When I started getting allowance, I went for a bulb. He said, never. Never. Go and buy your own bulb. I said, oh, I didn't realize that, I was growing. I'm not a child anymore that I'm supposed to buy my own bulb. Fruitless activity. The bulb is gone off. You are coming to me for another bulb. How much is a bulb? You can buy your own bulb in your own room. When the bulb is on all the time, when we turn it off, you turn it on. We turn it off, you turn it on. And that one is bad. Do you want me to buy the bulb? You don't study that. The fridge, oh Lord. You open the fridge, you don't take anything from the fridge, then you close it back. Then you go, you come back, you open the fridge. Some people, there are some homes, they put padlock on their fridge. Padlock fridge. Now this is, you have fancy ones, you put code. But the old ones, they put horse and staple on it and put a padlock. Because the child goes and opens the fridge, stands and looks into the fridge. And just for about 5 minutes, ain't taking nothing. Fridge there and door is open. It is sucking more energy. And the child is just there. Sometimes they can even want to play and go inside and see if they can fit inside. I mean, children! In the same way, when you're a child, when we're calling you to come to church, you don't answer your phone. And we call you, you see, Sister Naomi, me answering. Because one of the things we dreaded so much when we come to home from school, 3 o'clock, the sun is up. The mommy will say, go to Belwest and buy pepper. From number two, you go to Belwest to buy pepper. You walking. Oh Lord. You take the money and you turn your face like that. I mean, you go. But your face will change. In the same way, when we come to say, we're going to church. You say, yeah, I come in. 5-10 minutes later, I say, he just went out. Where did he pass? The back house, somewhere. Children are running around. They're playing hide and seek. It's children who play those games.
If you come to church, you come. If you don't want to come to church, you don't come. But because you're a child, it's all kinds of hide and seek about church. You don't even know that church is good for you. Yeah. My son, I said, no school today. He was very excited. I said, you go to school just now. I said, go and bath. He doesn't want to go and bath. They don't know the effect of things. So children don't contribute anything to the development of the house. So when we say offering, $1,000, whoa! That's 10 for Jekyll. Finally, when you're a child, you don't contribute. I said that right? You don't contribute to nothing. You don't contribute. Children don't contribute anything to the upkeep of the house. You don't pay bills. You just use. You don't pay. And so even in the church, you don't invite anybody to church. Actually, you invite somebody. You know, you have to invite people to church. Babies don't, they are not part. So you see that those who invite people to church are the older ones. Next week, Chandra must bring somebody. If we meet, isn't it? By the grace of God. Eh? Devon must bring somebody to church next week. Children don't contribute. They don't contribute. So if you want to be an adult, you have to start contributing. It's when you start working and you are mature enough. You give your mother a little 5,000 every month for help she pay GTNT landline. How old are you?
11.
11. Oh, okay. You can get there yet. Yeah. But when you get to 17 and then long vacation or summer break, you go and work at this place, you get some money. You got to give mommy something. You got to help mommy pay something. That's when you are growing. You contribute. If you don't contribute, it means that you are still a child. You keep the money by yourself. Children find it very difficult to let go of resources because they don't understand why I should give money for anything. I like the money for myself. I don't feel nice by myself. My son said he's saving. He has 1,000 something. I said, wow. So he was going to school. He didn't have juice. He was telling me. So I said, you say you have savings of 1,000 something. Take something out of it and buy juice. He was looking at me. I said, you think you are smart. You have a savings of $1,000. You don't want to touch. You want me to touch my money and give it to you. Well. Welcome to life. He's saving money. 1,000. You used to buy juice. You won't buy no juice. You want me money? Go buy juice. He fasting. I should give him money. Stand to your feet, please. My time is up. Hallelujah. Wow. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for speaking to us today. We are wiser. We've gained more knowledge. And we are better than when we first entered. We know we are going out with more knowledge, even as Christians, to be able to live this life for you. I bless you. I give you praise in Jesus' name. You are here this afternoon. You are not saved. You are not born again. You want to say, Bishop, please pray for me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you're here like that, I want to pray with you. Every eye closed, every head bowed. Bishop, please pray for me. I want Jesus. I want God to change my life. I want God to turn my life around. You have to think about it. If you die right now, where would you go? Heaven? Or hell? Bishop, please, I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell and burn. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you are here like that, all you have to do is just lift up your right hand. I'll pray with you. Bishop, please pray for me. I want to be saved. I want to be born again. I need Jesus. I want Jesus. I don't want to die and go to hell. I want God to change my life. I want God to come into my heart. You are here like that, just your right hand. I want to pray with you. Just your right hand up high. Your right hand up high. I want to pray with you. I pray. God bless you. God bless you. Your right hand. God bless you. God bless you. If you lifted up your right hand, I want to just ask you to come to me. Let me pray with you. Come, sweetie, come. Clap for this nice little girl here. God bless you. God bless you. 6 feet, isn't it? God bless you. What's your name? Ruby. Ruby, wow. Clap for Ruby one more time. God bless you, Ruby. Amen. Let's close our eyes. Ruby, say this prayer with me. Everybody join in as Ruby prays this prayer with me. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner.
Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. I open my heart. I invite Jesus Christ to come into my life, to change my heart, to change my life. Thank you, Lord, for salvation, for eternal life. I am blessed because my name is in the book of life. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I pray for Ruby. Thank you for this major decision, this crucial time, crucial moment. I know you invited her here. She didn't come here because she wanted to come. You caused her to come here. And I thank you that she came and she has given her life to you. I pray that you cause her to enjoy the Christian life and that she will nourish herself and grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Bless her, cover her, keep her, and let her live long, a blessed life, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760. Or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.